We are going to be joined on the line any second now by an incredible singer. And we are joined this morning by Ciara Dignam. Ciara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
Not too bad. So you're here to chat with us about the release of your newest single, Give Me the Rain.
I am.
So I like to start off interviews with musicians asking them how they got into music. But of course, I think anyone in the country who has any sort of interest in music has seen your start in music and your growth as an artist over the years.
Yeah, I think that's evident. I think at this stage, people can't really avoid me.
No, absolutely. And of course, I do want to start off the interview by touching on your album, Nepo Baby. I need to bring attention specifically to your cover of The Joke by Brandy Carlile, because that is not an easy song to cover. And you did exceptional on that, I need to say.
Oh, thank you so much. I was trying to break away from covers, but when I was writing the album and working on it, I came across The Joke and I became a huge fan of Brandy Carlile. And I just thought, oh my God, I have to have this song on the album. It just meant so much to me. It felt like, you know, when you're a kid and you hear a song and you think, oh my God, this song was written about me.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's how that song touched me. And now Brandy is an unbelievable songwriter. So she's been a serious, I suppose, idol to me since writing, and how she writes, how she structures her songs. She's just unbelievable. So I had to add that song to the album.
Absolutely. And of course, coming back to your own original stuff, let's talk more about Give Me the Rain. First and foremost, where did the inspiration for it come from?
So it kind of was a case of when I'm gigging and I'm talking about my music and I'm talking about how the songwriting process, I never like to tell somebody exactly what the song is about, because I have found that I could sing a song and someone will come up to me and say, oh, that song means so much to me because, and they'll give me a reason and it has absolutely nothing to do with what I meant when I wrote the song. So I think with all art, it's kind of, however somebody receives it is up to them. But for me, it was about kind of being in a relationship where, and whether that be it with a partner, a friendship, or just a situation in general, where you're going through something tough and or a rough time, where the rain would represent that, I suppose. The cloud, you know, they say if you're going through a rough time, there's a cloud hanging over you. So my thing was, when I was writing it, that it was kind of a case of, you're going through a tough time, the clouds are hanging over you, but I'm going to stick around because I know better days are coming. So give me the rain, I'll take the rain, I'll take the bad days, because it's worth it, because when the good times come, we'll still be together, or we'll be in a better position, or we'll still be friends, or whatever the case may be. And I spoke to somebody a couple of weeks ago. I was doing a gig for Culture Night in Dublin, and somebody came up to me and was like, here, I've been struggling with my mental health, and that song really resonated with me because I've been going through rough times, and it makes me feel like when the good days come, I can kind of come through the rain, I suppose. So, and as I touched on, songs can mean different things for different people. So when she said that to me, I was like, oh my God, like, because mental health is such an issue. I think it always has been, but I think people, it's not so much a taboo, people are speaking about it now. So if one of my songs and my lyrics can touch somebody and help somebody in that situation, that's unbelievable.
Absolutely. And as you said there, like, it's, I suppose it's open to, keeping it open to interpretations, because you never know what anyone's going to take from it, because at the end of the day, music is such a unifying force. I mean, loads of songs, even from my own experience, I'd listen to a song and think, oh, that relates to me from this experience. And then you'd find an interview of the songwriter talking about their inspiration and it's completely unrelated, but it doesn't take away from your opinion of what it means to you.
Absolutely. And the emotion that it might invoke in you. And that's why I say, I like to kind of, I'll give a brief account of what I meant when I was writing it, because it can cover all those aspects. Because like that, if I had of went out and said, this is about, say, for example, me having an argument with my husband, and that's why I wrote this song, and that person was sitting there that day saying, oh, okay, so that's what it's about. So she didn't relate to it, or it didn't help her in some way. So because I broadly said it can be about a relationship or a situation or a friendship, and it just so happened that she was in a situation that she was feeling down, and it gave her kind of inspiration, I suppose, to say the clouds will shift and things will get better. So for me to kind of broadly cover that, it meant that she was able to come to me and say, that helped me in that way. So she did it kind of, I think, to say, this is exactly what it's about. Like you say, when you've already taken your interpretation from a song, it kind of isolates people. If that makes sense, it's kind of, if you say to them, this is what you have to think of this song, or this is what it means. I think, as you say, it is, art is open to interpretation.
Absolutely. And it, I suppose it must be a great, it's probably the best compliment that you can get for your own music, that someone finds it helpful in their journey.
Absolutely. Because it's terrifying, I have to say. Like, when you're singing covers, and people either don't pass remark at all, or they can come up and say, wow, that was brilliant, or I love your voice singing whatever, an Adele song or whatever. It's nice. It's lovely to get those compliments. But when it's your own music, it's so frightening to put it out there, because you're vulnerable and you're putting your lyrics out there. And like, I personally use songwriting as a therapy. So it is very vulnerable. So for people to pick up on that and for it to resonate with them, it means more than I can explain.
Absolutely. And of course, you I suppose you're out there in the public eye. I mean, people have seen you for so many years that you can't help but feel vulnerable, especially when you put out songs that you yourself write.
Absolutely, yeah. It is. It is scary, but it's worth it. As I say, when you get nice feedback, or you get people that pick up on what you're saying, or might say, I feel the same, because growing up, I was always a little bit of a kind of an outcast. I was a little bit of a weirdo, which is why the joke, actually going back to that, that's why the joke meant something to me. The lyrics of that song is about that. It's about feeling a little bit different. And I think when you're a kid, that's the worst thing in the world you can be, is different. You just want to be the same as everybody else. But the older you get, you kind of realize being different is an amazing thing. It's like a superpower. So I'm actually happy to be that now. So to have other people to come to me and say that this song means something to me, or I've picked up on that, or I feel the same way as I feel you felt when you wrote that, it kind of feels like you have a little community.
Absolutely. Kira, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning. And of course, congratulations on Give Me the Rain. And hopefully there is a lot more to come after that, because as I said, you have a powerful, powerful voice. And as Brandy says in the joke, don't ever let them take your joy.
I try not to. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Kira, have a great day.
Thanks, Niall. You too.